Welcome to Visionary MD, the podcast for physician leaders integrating clinical, research, and educational missions to lead with confidence, clarity, and vision. Welcome to the Visionary MD podcast, where physicians lead with clarity, confidence, and vision. I'm your host, Chiyosi Onwemena, an executive coach for physicians who lead in academic medicine. I am excited to be here today because for those of you who were part of the podcast when it was the Clinician Researcher podcast, you know that I've been gone for a while. And so this is the rebrand, relaunch of the Visionary MD podcast. And I'm here to tell you why there's a rebrand, why I've been gone for so long, and what you can look forward to as you listen and tune in over the next few months. Well, I will tell you that a couple of months ago, about a year ago to be exact, I stopped producing podcast episodes. And I didn't do it intentionally. I wasn't planning to be gone for a long time. I just missed one episode, and then I missed the next, and then the next episode, and then I didn't come back. And one of the reasons I didn't come back is because I acknowledged that I was changing, my identity was changing, and I wasn't sure exactly how to come back or what I was coming back as. And so really over the course of the last year, so much has changed for me and for you and for our general environment that I have a clear sense right now of why I'm here and what I came to do. And that's why the Visionary MD podcast has been born. I want to just share with you seven things that have been on my mind as I've been thinking about the rebrand. And I think it's going to be important because you probably are rebranding as well. We've all rebranded. We rebranded from medical students to residents to fellows to attendings, and we continue to evolve. And this rebrand of this podcast, Visionary MD podcast, is really a natural step in my next evolution. And I suspect that if you have not recently rebranded in one shape or form, you're going to do that anyway. And so I want to talk to you about seven reasons why you should consider a rebrand or be thinking about your own rebrand as you also understand how I've come to understand my own rebrand in this season. So one of the things that I recognized and is becoming increasingly obvious is that academic medicine is changing. When I started the Clinician Researcher podcast, one of the stories I shared quite often was how I was a young physician wanting to transition into research, but didn't really get the support to be able to do that. And so that was 10, 12 years ago now. And I recognize as I coach young physicians today, that scenario is only getting worse. More and more physicians are being asked to come in to do clinical jobs that really don't allow them to build up their academic portfolio. And so academic medicine has been changing over time and definitely more dramatically in the last few months of the recent changes in administration. And what's becoming obvious is that less and less research resources are available to clinicians. And there's a big pull on clinicians to do more clinical work. What does that mean? It means that there is a big disconnect between the reason many of us came into academic medicine and the reason we're being hired or the things that we're being asked to do. And we feel that shift very significantly because if we wanted to go into full-time practice, many of us would have considered going into private or community practice. However, for those of us who stayed in academic medicine, it's because we still believe in the promise of leading academically, of growing research portfolios, of being able to educate the next generation of physicians. And so our heart is still an academic physician heart, even though many of us are being hired into roles that don't feel like they're academic roles. And so recognizing that that change is happening, I needed to ask myself, how am I serving my physicians? How am I serving my clients that I coach? If the focus is only on research, and yes, research is one of the ways in which we excel and grow as physicians, but it's not the only way in the academic world. And increasingly, it's becoming a challenge to grow in that way. And so I wanted to honor not just my physicians who are growing as research leaders, but also for my physicians who are growing beyond research leadership and now thinking about expanding their sphere of leadership beyond just the research platform. Now, you also will notice that as far as the changes in medicine, medicine is becoming an increasingly corporate structure, including academic medical centers. And so the need for physicians to be able to lead not just research programs, but also lead units, lead areas of the hospital system, lead healthcare systems, lead academic medical centers is increasing. And it also reflects my increasing clientele of faculty who are not just growing as clinicians, not just growing as scientists, but also growing as health systems administrators and leaders. And so the rebrand is important because academic medicine is changing. The faculty within the academic medicine world are changing as well. My clients are changing, and it's important that I'm able to serve my clients who are clinician scientists, but also my clients who are leading in the academic space. The second reason is that there is an evolution of the physician identity, and I'm going to speak to my own evolution as well. So I have grown in so many ways, and I think you can probably resonate. When I started my academic faculty career, I actually started as a full-time clinician, and I really wanted to grow in research. And I realized as I started that I needed a lot of protected time to be able to grow the research enterprise. And that was really important for that season. And now as I'm evolving and thinking about what's my next phase of leadership, I'm going to continue to run my research program. I'm going to continue to write grants and write proposals and submit manuscripts. And I'm going to step into institutional leadership. And so my identity as a physician is evolving. But what is consistent throughout is that I've always been a leader. I was a leader when I started as a new attending. I was a leader when I was transitioning into being a full-time clinician. I was a leader when I was leading a research program, and I'm still leading a research program. And I'm a leader as I'm stepping into leadership within the academic medicine space. So my identity is evolving. I suspect that your identity is evolving as well. And so when I thought about, okay, well, at some point I was a full-time clinician, and at some point I was full-time, you know, researcher and a clinician scientist. And now I'm all of those things. I'm still a clinician. I'm still a clinician scientist, but who am I? Can we put it all in one package? And it helped me realize that that packaging is really the physician as a leader. You are a physician leader. I'm a physician leader, whether I'm leading in the clinical space, the educational space, or I'm leading in the academic space as a research scientist, I am a leader, and so are you too. And our identity continues to evolve because the spaces in which we lead may change, but our leadership doesn't change. And the reality is that we have a clear understanding of how we need to show up and lead. And that is why the Visionary MD was born. The fact is that we are visionary leaders, and we need a platform to lead with great vision, especially in a time when it feels as if people may not be leading with the kind of vision that you know is burning inside you. And so my identity is evolving. The identity of my clients is evolving. And I know that you are evolving as well. The third thing I want to share, especially as I'm thinking about this space as a space for leadership, is that when we think about our training, so you remember med school, you remember residency, and maybe you did fellowship, but we were being trained to lead a multidisciplinary research team. Even when we were medical students and we were spending time with the patients, trying to understand what's happening with them, trying to support them, figure out what they needed, we were learning to become leaders. And as we progressed from internship through residency, what we did was we led the healthcare enterprise that served the patient. And yes, the healthcare enterprise that we led when we started was very small. It was the small unit, if you were the intern, of intern leading the med student. Or as you stepped into residency, it was residency leading the two interns. Or you stepped into attendingship, it's the attending leading the team. You've always been growing as a leader. And what's happened to us over time in our training is that our leadership sphere continues to expand. As medical students, our leadership is in the space of really educating the patient and their family. As residents or as interns, our space is educating the family, the patient, and then the medical students and the trainees under our care. As residents, we're educating the interns as they manage the patient care. And as attendings, we are educating the whole team as they manage the care of the patient. So we are growing in leadership throughout our training. And therefore, when we step into our role as attendings, when we step into our role as faculty, we're still leading. We lead in different ways in every sphere. And so this podcast rebrand to Visionary MD is a nod to the fact that as physicians, we're always growing as leaders. And that's really important to recognize, to acknowledge, and to move forward. So Visionary MD is a nod to the fact that our training, our life, is really about leadership. Number four is the importance of expanding our impact. Now, I've already talked about it. The fact that, you know what? Name the sphere. We lead in the sphere. And we are just, I don't want to say that we're natural born leaders, because that would deny the years and decades of training that we've gone through to be able to show up as the leaders that we are. But we are leaders in every space in which we show up. What's happening in academic medicine is that there is a transformation that's happening. When you look around, there are a lot of MBAs and business leaders that are coming into medicine, taking the leadership of academic medical centers. And you look around and you ask, where are the physicians? And there are not as many physicians who are leading in the capacity in which they could be at the higher levels of executive leadership in academic medicine. And you're about to see those numbers change. They're already changing. They're evolving. For example, I'm in the first year of my MBA, and we have six physicians in our class. And that probably actually is less than the number of physicians they had in the class before, which was 11 physicians. So throughout the business school and the executive MBA program, we have 11 plus six, right? So that's 17 physicians coming through the ranks. And that's not just our program. It's all over the country. We have more physicians who are looking for the business training because they understand the importance of expanding their impact and sphere of leadership in academic medicine beyond just what we've done traditionally. And so I want to say that there is an expanding area, there's an expanding opportunity for leadership in academic medicine. And I want to honor that by creating a space for my clients as they're evolving into health system leaders as well. The fifth is relevance and resonance. Relevance and resonance. And what does that mean? It means when we think about our leadership happens not in a vacuum, but in the context of a changing landscape. So I talked earlier about the changing landscape of academic medicine, but let me take a step back now and talk about the changing landscape of medicine as I am seeing it. Here's what I'm seeing. We have an increasing number of physician extenders who are actually able to practice quite independently now. I'm talking about APPs and nurse practitioners. Shout out to all of you who are helping people get access to medical care, and thank you. And physicians, as we see this expansion, one of the concerns that has come up for many physicians is this encroachment, this sense of, wait a minute, that's what physicians used to do with more training. And it's true. A lot more physicians have kind of, in a sense, been moved out of spaces. For example, primary care, there's a growing number of physician extenders in the primary care area. And now a lot of APPs and PAs have their own independent practices, and they are able to do that, especially in areas of routine medical care where they're managing the care of the patient and coordinating care, especially for chronic diseases. It may be more difficult in the chronic diseases, but what am I saying? I'm saying that over time, you're going to see this trend continue across medicine. And I'm just saying my opinion now. I have nothing to point to tell you, but that's what I'm seeing. And that's what I understand, is that over time, physicians are going to need to do more than just clinical care. In 2025, if you are a physician whose only differentiator is that you care for patients, you're going to have a hard time 10 years from now, maybe even fewer years from now, being able to say how you're different from a PA or an NP who is practicing in the same field as you. Now, I know the difference, and you know the difference, and they know the difference. And certainly what's going to need to happen is that you're going to probably take on a lot more of the complex care, but you also know that the complex care burns you out more, and you're not getting more time really to care for patients who need complex management. And so over time, I think we're going to see a dropout of physicians from clinical care. And as that's happening, physicians need to think about what else they bring to the table beyond just the ability to see patients. And so relevance and resonance means understanding the landscape and how it's changing, and being ready to be able to retool, to be able to rebrand so that whenever the change happens or as it's happening, you also are able to show up in a different way. And I think one way that we've always shown up as physicians and will always be relevant is the place of the physician as leader. And so being relevant and resonant is understanding the changing environment and stepping into your new role as a physician leader, the role you've always occupied, but now with more intentionality and with awareness of how the environment is changing. Number six is being the vanguard. Look, many of us physicians are not sure yet how we're changing. We know the environment is changing and many of us are resisting the change, but it's not even that we're resisting the change, it's that we're so busy. There isn't really time to think about, okay, how am I rebranding? What am I changing into? Some of us are thinking about it, but we're thinking about it slowly. And as we're thinking about it, we're asking, well, what am I rebranding into? What am I going to do? Who's done this before? And so I'm stepping forward to some extent as a vanguard of sorts of saying, look, this is unestablished or uncharted territory for many physicians. We've not been here before to the space where we're starting to see our autonomy eroded, where we're starting to see other people step into our space and do as good a job as we can do, especially with people who don't have complex medical care needs. We're starting to see that and we're asking, who's showing me the way forward? And so in stepping into Visionary MD, in stepping into really serving our physician leaders, what I'm doing is saying, hey, I recognize those who are going forward, who are leading the way so that the physicians who are coming behind know that there's a chart, there's a path that has been charted that they can follow as well. I'm the vanguard. I'm being a vanguard. I'm inviting my audience to become the vanguard. And I'm inviting everybody to step into this new space. But for those who are not ready yet, I'm saying we're going to lead the way. You don't worry about it. We're going to lead the way and then we're going to show you the way. And that's what this podcast helps me do, to show you the way as I'm charting my course forward. The seventh thing that I want to share is a lot more personal, is I have a sense of clarity around my purpose. I have clarity of purpose in a way I have not had it for a long time. I shared in a couple of episodes ago in the Clinician Researcher podcast how I submitted my materials for promotion and tenure, and I was subsequently promoted. And when I submitted the materials, I remember submitting and thinking, what am I going to do now? What am I going to do now? And with many of the changes that are happening, you know, in the current administration, with challenges to research, with challenges to the way our patients' care is paid for, there is a lot that's changing. And as the change has been happening, I've been asking, how do I show up? I'm still a clinician. I still see patients. I'm still a scientist. I still lead a research program. And who else am I? What do I do? And how do I serve my people? And I, over the last few weeks, especially really over the last year of being silent, not posting anymore, and not doing any more episodes, not publishing any more episodes, is recognizing that, I've come to serve physicians in a new way, but not really a new way. It's an old way, but it's new at the same time. It's recognizing that I was serving physicians as scientists, as science leaders, and I continue to serve physicians as science leaders, but now expanding the pie and recognizing that many physicians in academic medicine may not be leading science in that way, but they're leading. Perhaps they're leading in education. Perhaps they're leading in administration. Perhaps they're leading in operations, but they are leading as well. And so I have a sense of clarity and purpose around the people I lead now. And as I start to coach physicians who are going into academic leadership positions or who are going into health systems leadership positions, I also want this platform to serve them so that they are able to get what they need as they transition into physician leaders. So those are seven reasons why this is a new podcast. It's the same podcast. It's the same audience, but it's expanded. And now I'm speaking to the greater academic physician audience that's stepping into leadership. Whether you're stepping into leadership as an attending in your clinical workspace, or you're stepping into leadership as a scientist leading a research program, or you're stepping into leadership as an administrator of a clinical program or an academic program, this space is for you. So seven things I've talked about is that academic medicine is changing. Physician identity evolves, and it's always been evolving. Physician training is leadership training, and this is a natural evolution of that. There's an expanding impact that physicians need to embrace. It's relevance and resonance as we are responding to how the environment is changing. It's being the vanguard as we are going out and blazing a new trail for others to follow. And it's about my clarity of purpose. So I hope that some of this may resonate with you in one way or the other. You might be a physician who's stepping into a new leadership role and you're looking for an executive physician coach. I would love to support you as you make your transition because I recognize that it is not easy. And in academic medicine, we have opportunities to do a better job of preparing our physician leaders to lead in a new space with intention, with clarity, with confidence, and with vision. And that is why the Visionary MD podcast has been born. I hope that you will partner with us. I hope you will subscribe. I hope you'll like the podcast and help us be found by other physician leaders who are looking for a space like this. So it's been my pleasure talking with you today. Again, I want you to go forth and lead with confidence, with clarity, and vision as a visionary MD. I'll see you next time. This has been Visionary MD for physicians who lead. Until next time, lead with confidence, clarity, and vision.